On Friday, a Chicago jury found Jason Van Dyke guilty of second-degree murder. Van Dyke was the white Chicago police officer who fatally shot 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who was black, 16 times. For activists, this was an overdue victory. Just a small percentage of fatal police shootings in the United States result in arrests or charges against police officers. Criminologist Phil Stinson explained this on our show in August.
Between 900 and 1,000 times each and every year, an on-duty police officer shoots and kills someone at agencies all across the country. And by my count, 93 officers have been charged with murder or manslaughter resulting from an on-duty shooting since 2005. So it's very rare that an officer is charged at all. And it's even more rare that an officer is convicted.
Then, over the weekend, news broke that police officer Timothy Lohman, who shot 12-year-old Tamir Rice to death in Cleveland in 2014, has found a new job with the police department of Bel Air, Ohio, 2.5 hours outside of Cleveland. Greg Roby is a community activist and a former pastor in Martins Ferry, Ohio, which shares police with next-door Bel Air. Greg, welcome to The Takeaway.
How you doing?
When you hear from people in your community about the hiring of Timothy Lohman, what are they saying?
Oh, they're very appalled. It's outrageous. Most people are horrified, and most people are hurt and bewildered, and a lot of people are confused and mind-boggled. But honestly, it doesn't surprise me from being from this area and the things that have gone on even in the past, something similar to this. I just feel like the system is very sick and they're infected with incompetency.
One of the things that we should note here is that police officer Lohman was fired from the police department in Cleveland. And before that, from the police department in Independence, Ohio. He was not fired, however, for the killing of Tamir Rice. He was fired for lying on his job application. And then he was cleared of all wrongdoing in the case. Does that do anything to alleviate any concerns about hiring him?
It is horrific. It blows my mind to the point where how can an officer have in his files that he lied for one, like you said, he had incidents of insubordination, inability to emotionally function, and he was labeled as unfit to serve. And then our city has the audacity to even consider hiring somebody that is inadequate and unqualified and deficient. Maybe the chief of police here should be getting his background checked.
What's interesting is that we did reach out to the Bel Air Police Department for comment, and they did not respond. But the chief of police who hired Lohman, his name is Richard Flanagan, said it's not fair to, quote unquote, crucify Lohman. Your reaction?
That is horrible. But I can understand that it comes from somebody like that. When you can go on YouTube and look up Mr. Dick Flanagan and look up Officer Flanagan screaming profanities at a person, there's a video out about that in 2014. I don't think he ever got reprimanded for it. He shows that he abuses his power. He cusses at people. He the way that he is, it doesn't surprise me not one bit. When he says that he wants to hire officers to be proactive, what does he mean by that? Shouldn't that be hiring someone to stop things before it happens? But he's obviously hiring somebody that already has done some things. He talks about second chances. This officer had second and third chances, and that's not right. That's not correct, and it's something to be concerned about. But it's a mindset that is here in these small cities. It's a mindset, something that's going on. I mean, Tom Junkins was a former deputy sheriff here in 1973, and he was quoted saying, "I don't see anything wrong with this at all."
Greg, if that's the case, what is the black community and maybe even the extended community doing to change that? Are there efforts to litigate this issue? Are there efforts to get more people turning out to the polls for smaller elections to change the leadership? What can be done at this point?
Well, there's two things. One is the black community as a whole, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Well, they do not unite enough to be able to come together as one and stand against something. But it's also out of fear, and especially when you're dealing with the Bel Air Police Department and the chief of police down there with the reputation that he has. Yes, they'll rally. Yes, we will rally as a community, a black community, for a minute. But when it comes to really put some work in, it's sad to say we won't stay unified. And that's why it gets swept right back under the rug. It's been like this since I'm 41 years old, so since I was born.
Greg Roby is a community activist and former pastor in Martins Ferry, Ohio, and he's also the owner of Mastermind Manifesto Life Coaching. Greg, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, are politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.